This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Another night of bombing in Gaza, forcing thousands more Palestinians out of Gaza City's main hospital and on the road to the south, as Gaza officials and the territory's death toll surpassed 11,000.
On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who says in front of the United Nations Security Council on Friday, as worldwide criticism against Israel becomes louder. Israel says Hamas is using the hospitals in Gaza as cover for their operations. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian naval drones sank two small Russian landing boats in Crimea, according to Ukraine's military intelligence, who said troops are bracing for further Russian assaults in the east. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Friday said the U.S. government had seen evidence that Chinese firms may be aiding in the flow of equipment to Russia's war effort despite Western sanctions. She said she urged China to crack down.
We do see evidence that there are Chinese firms, and I'm certainly not saying with the knowledge of the Chinese government, but some Chinese private firms that may be aiding in the flow of this equipment and material to Russia.
Yellen said she raised the issue during 2 days of meetings with Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng, expressing concern the equipment was helping Russia's war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Indonesian President Joko Widodo in Washington on Monday. It was supposed to be a straightforward engagement, upgrading U.S. diplomatic ties, key Indo-Pacific partner. However, the war in Gaza has made the meeting a little bit more sticky as the leader of the largest supporter of Israel meets with the leader of the largest Muslim population. Here's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakasara.
Indonesian cities have erupted in pro-Palestinian rallies since the October 7 Hamas attack, and emotions are strong.
Apa yang dilakukan oleh Hamas?
That passion will be on Indonesian President Joko Widodo's mind as he meets President Joe Biden at the White House Monday. The two sides have a large gap to bridge, particularly on a ceasefire in Gaza, but are keen to maintain good relations. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
European Space Agency Chief Joseph Aschbacher on Friday warned the melting of the polar ice caps and glaciers is critical, calling on political leaders to recognize the importance of climate change.
Of course, we see with our satellites day and night how big the melting of the polar regions is, but also what is the impact on sea level rise. We have some of the most accurate satellite measurements to see how the sea level is rising due to melting of polar regions, glaciers, and so on.
Aschbacher was speaking on the sidelines of the One Planet Polar Summit, a summit on the situation in the poles. It's attended by political leaders and researchers from 40 polar and glacial nations, a meeting taking place in Paris. Board members from Hollywood's Actors Union have voted to approve its deal with the studios. The three-year contract agreement next goes to a vote from the actual union members. The Grammy nominations have been announced, and while SZA got the most, 9, Taylor Swift is the record setter. Nominated for Song of the Year, Swift becomes the first songwriter to score 7 nominations in the category, overtaking Sir Paul McCartney and Lionel Richie, who have 6 each. She's also nominated in the Album and Record of the Year categories alongside Miley Cyrus, SZA, and Olivia Rodrigo.
Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right?
Scott Walterman,